This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm looking out at some snow on the flower beds and thinking, boo, snow. That goes well, though, with this time of year. Holidays. We're thinking already, though, I don't want you to waste your life away, but if you want to have a good thought, thoughts of things, think about spring. That's all. Just think about the new year and all the new possibilities. The DJV experience, part of the new year and a new experience, the ideas that come from the three of us, distinct, unique perspectives. Jennifer Horn has her ideas. Victoria Keevan has her ideas. Doug Steffen has his ideas. In fact, you even get a bonus with Kara Schillen, who has some ideas as well that may be of value about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And with a focus on newness here and what's going to happen to all of the people who are here illegally. Immigrants are coming all the time, and what do we do about them? I have an example that I think is a great one. I thought I'd tell you the story of Abraham Cuello, C-U-E-L-L-O, who has been living legally in our country for about 10 years. But he decided, with the rhetoric of the recent election, that it was time for him to become a citizen. He said, quote, "I was a bit concerned that immigration laws might change, and as I'm not yet a citizen, things may change in the future and get a bit harder. So that is why I wanted to take the next step to get my citizenship right away." He's from the Dominican Republic originally. He needed a bit of help to prepare for his citizenship interview and test. And rather than just study a textbook, he attended a program that's sponsored by Catholic Charities. I never knew this existed. And that's really why I'm telling you this story, because I found when I nosed around a little bit that there are a number of these faith-based programs. Mr. Cuello, as are a lot of people that come from Hispaniola, is Catholic. And I can go into my whole spiel about what Columbus did and Catholic, you know, all that stuff. And it isn't practical here, nor is it a part of the story, really. The business about who's teaching and what they're doing, the program coordination, what I saw about this man and what he's getting in his preparation. He sits down with these people who are the program coordinators that work with the Catholic Charities, and the director explains how things happen in America. They talk about the history of our country, the history of those people who come here, what they've been through, why they've been an asset. There's a whole thing in this textbook, and there's a CD talking about immigrants who have come to this country and what they have accomplished, what they've contributed, what they've done. And this is the perfect way of doing this. We've stuck our head in the sand after the Patriot Act, and we've shooed a lot of people away that came here to go to school, that could be great contributors, and we haven't let them stay. Now, here's somebody and an example of what's going on in many different areas who want now legal permanent residence and to become citizens. So they're taking these classes. There are 30 different classes like this being conducted in the state that I live in Massachusetts alone. And I think, I bet, in California, Jennifer, there are tons of these. In New York, Victoria, there are. I don't know about Washington, probably. The situation seems to be weird and different in Washington because there's no real leadership. Nobody knows who's in charge, whether it's the feds or the local. Washington's a mess. So I wouldn't use that as an example, but I would use New York and Boston and Los Angeles. And I wonder about where you are. If you know of people who are trying to become legal, those who are trying to do it right, how are we encouraging them to do so? If you apply, you got to pay them $680 to file. Did you know that? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's another $725 involved, and I don't know what that's for. What that's for, but
those are the processing fees. It's like
is
ticket
that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't see the show unless you pay all the ticketing fees.
Yeah. All right. So it's fair, I guess, but some people say, oh, I don't want to pay that money. Well, you know what? Being an American citizen has a lot of privileges to it and a lot of good things. So a couple of $100 here and there, isn't it worth it? And spending some time to become legal, isn't that worth it? It seemed to me
Yep. It
would be. I think that there's a lot to be gained by coming here, as we can see by all the people who come legally and illegally. Well, they're not going into, you don't see them running to go to Russia, do you? You don't see them running to go to China. You come to China like this, they just shoot you.
What's Canada, I mean, besides celebrities who claim they're moving to Canada, what's Canada like?
Too damn cold to go up there, otherwise it's a great country.
Yeah, right, too damn cold.
And we were talking about that yesterday, as a matter of fact, how going to Canada, Canada is just a very civilized place. I think England is such as, that's one of the reasons I like it, so civilized. We hear a lot of those stories. By the way, now you've hit a hot button with me, Victoria, because the Canadians have an immigration attitude that's better even. The British are having all kinds of problems. That's what the Brexit thing is about. In Canada, they don't seem to have the same problem, even though they do have a lot of immigrants that come to Montreal, to Toronto, Vancouver, the southern cities. Vancouver is a marvelous place, by the way. And it's a little warmer than year-round basis than much of what the rest of Canada is about. But people are coming there, and they handle it in a responsible way. So
is it just because they have so fewer people and so much more land?
Maybe. That may be it.
I always feel like I'm in New York City, so everything is crunched, and we live in a box on top of another box on top of another box. So when more and more people come in, and I feel like California is very overpopulated, too, and so we feel that crunch. But if you're not feeling that space crunch, maybe that's part of the reason why it doesn't bother Canada and in general as much.
It could be. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
More places.
We're speculating.
Yeah. And maybe their infrastructure is better. I mean, we get so overwhelmed in California that the school system starts to suffer. The healthcare system starts to suffer. And that's the issue. It's not the people coming in. It's that the people come in and they're not paying their fair share and they're using the services. And so then you have everything starting to break down. And that's the real thing. With my mom as a teacher, when she'd have to actually go to school and bring toilet paper and books and supplies because simply the schools couldn't provide it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You hear that all too often, too.
We
hear stories all the time about teachers having to use their own money to buy school supplies for the kids.
There's a sickness in this country that stuff is really sick. And that's one example. We waste how much money? We have a $125 million school budget in Framingham. And, there's stuff being spent. I happen to know as a town meeting member, we kind of go through the pages of the budget. You're spending that kind of money on that, and you're spending that kind of money on this. There's a new proposal for a school that will cost $24 million to build. The whole town, every school to this point that's ever been built in Framingham, the total doesn't come to $24 million. But it's been a long time since a school was built. So now, and there are, how much did they spend on that new high school? What, $300 million in L.A.? Jennifer?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And what are they doing with it? 60% of the kids hit the road before they get to be...
Right, they don't even graduate.
Before they graduate. So we're building these monuments, these edifices to our foolishness. Anyway, how do I get off on
and
that?
And just
tangent?
On this, on the topic of immigrants, we've just passed this new law that'll go into effect in January. I don't know if you remember this, Dougie. I'm not sure if you were here, but I think you were. About 20 years ago, there was a huge proposition that was actually backed by the Hispanic community in California, saying that they wanted to make sure that all of their students were able to immerse themselves in the English language programs. Remember?
Yes.
So they threw Spanish out of the schools.
Yep.
And this was actually by the Spanish community. This wasn't by the English community that backed it.
They wanted to speak English to survive, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to feel like their students weren't getting the same attention that white or English-speaking students were getting. So that passed, and in 20 years, kids have just been pushed in. They get a year of transition between Spanish and English, and then they get mainstreamed. Well, now there's a new law that just went into effect that totally repeals that, and so now it's going to be all Spanish in the classroom. And I think this is such a disservice. Even if you come here illegally, you want to come here and let your kids have the best chance, and to do that, they probably need to speak the language of the country. And so now they've got a lot of kids coming into the schools who are going to just receive Spanish education, and it's just, I don't know, you look at this and it's like such a disservice to people who want to come into this country and flourish. Yeah. They don't seem to be helping out too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to learn Spanish in school. I mean, you know, there are French-speaking schools, and the kids only speak French, you know, during the day, but they also know English because that's the real world that we live in. And you know, it's fine to have an all-Spanish-speaking school or any language, but, you know, you have to know English, or else what are you going to do with that education you've just learned? Like, what
and
are you going
to
do with
it? You know, if you want to assimilate, if people want to assimilate, language is one of the easiest ways for them to do that. When everybody can speak to each other and have dialogue and conversation, I mean, it becomes really important. And for a lot of these kids, their parents are speaking Spanish at home because their parents don't know the language. So this is really their only opportunity to get an English education.
Right.
And I don't know.
And that's where children are so helpful. A lot of the times when you have parents who are first, you know, first year, they're coming straight from another country, then they don't know the language, and so they use their children, they will learn English, and then they can help with insurance or doctor's visits or something like that. And so if you don't have anyone in your household in this country speaking English, it makes everything much harder. So yeah, learning English is a really valuable skill to have.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not fair to, I just think it's not fair to expect us to speak your language when you're here in our country doing business with us. It's just, that's one of my things. 18 after the hour. Good discussion here. DJV time.
For pet owners and their four-legged friends, interacting with other dogs is a great opportunity to exercise and socialize, but can also pose health risks. Pet expert Julia Szabo explains.
Your dog's social life can put him or her at risk for health conditions such as canine influenza and parasites like fleas and ticks, which can cause both disease and discomfort. It's important to be in the know about risk factors and prevention options. Here are a few tips. Ensure your dog's vaccinations are up to date. Always discuss your pet's lifestyle with your veterinarian, including travel plans. Be aware of disease threats that could impact your dog. For example, there's a new strain of canine influenza, and it's incredibly contagious. Check your dog regularly for ticks. Catching them early can reduce the risk of Lyme disease. Talk to your veterinarian about choosing the right product to protect your pets from parasites. For example, Bravecto is the only oral chew to deliver flea and tick protection to dogs for up to 12 weeks.
Visit mypet.com to learn more. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Bravecto important safety information. The most common adverse reactions recorded in clinical trials were vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, polydipsia, and flatulence. Bravecto has not been shown to be effective for 12 weeks duration in puppies less than 6 months of age. Bravecto is not effective against Lone Star ticks beyond 8 weeks after dosing. Visit my...
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
So this is the music of Bruno Mars, who started out the AMAs last night, the American Music Awards, in Los Angeles. It was a long, painful night. I was in and out of it a little bit, but then Madam Secretary came on. But that didn't last because we went to sleep. Because it was late. Those doggone football games they have on CBS throw the Sunday evening schedule into the loopy.
And it only gives me half of elementary every Sunday night.
Yeah.
Which is on after Madam Secretary.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, there was some foul political language. These people just don't seem to want to resist talking about this nonsense, which takes away. As soon as I see that stuff, I can hit the button. Goodbye. They don't have a right to be speaking up, but enough already. Come on. Protest time is over. For me. If I got something to protest, great. I'm all for it. But what do you have to protest? Nothing has happened yet. So put it away. Go away. Leave everybody alone. Good God. And the same thing was true with Saturday Night Live. Alec Baldwin was back again playing Trump. And Trump didn't like it, so he, you know, somebody's got to take Trump's phone away from him.
So why is Bruno Mars in the news besides the AMAs?
Yeah, okay. I digress. Thank you very much, Eric, for bringing this back. Bruno News is in the Mars because of him headlining. He started, he opened up the show. And then what else happened that anybody saw or cared about? I'll leave it to you.
I thought all the performances were really good.
Yeah.
There was a serious lack of country, though. It was totally not represented at all, I don't think.
All right, then there should be a protest in New York today about that. Let's shut down Fifth Avenue because there wasn't enough country
music.
Different
avenue. Fifth Avenue is already shut down.
All right, well, how about Madison Avenue? You want to shut that down? Let's shut down Madison Avenue or Lexington Avenue or 49th Street or something. Anyway, time to protest, not enough country music. AMAs.
Well, we were talking, I don't know, a few weeks ago about the vote. The people, the viewers were allowed to vote for Artist of the Year. The AMAs turned that over to the public. And Ariana Grande won the Artist of the Year. And the prize for Artist of the Year is that she gets her own channel on Sirius XM for 2017, which I thought was an interesting prize. That's a new thing.
I think we should enter this so we can have our own channel on Sirius XM.
But the funny thing is, she didn't care because she got her acceptance speech. She didn't say, I mean, I don't think she even cared, but that was a prize.
All right, shall we go back to Bruno Mars for a moment?
Yes, yes.
His 24K Magic, front seat of the carpool karaoke car driven by James Corden. Bruno just released his first album in 4 years, posted a teaser photo from the set of Carpool Karaoke on Instagram saying, @J_Corden, thanks for the lift. The news of Bruno taping the segment for The Late Late Show comes just a couple of days after Madonna revealed she's also a guest on Carpool Karaoke. Let's see, Lady Gaga's been there, Britney Spears has been there, Adele has been there. An air date for this ride hasn't been announced yet. So, good for him. I don't know, Donna.
That's going to be a fun, it'll be a fun karaoke.
A doofy hairdo.
He'll be good.
Yeah.
What kind of a hairdo is that this guy's got? Bruno Mars.
Is it really some kind of pompadour thing?
No, not anymore. No, now.
Just normal haircut?
Yeah, now it's just a little frill-like.
I've forgotten that's what they were called, Kara. Good for you. How'd you know they were pompadours? How'd you know that's what they were called?
No, because of watch Kara's TV and read books and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, his whole look.
Anybody used pompadours for years.
Well, it's rockabilly kind of pompadour look. I mean, that was originally what Bruno Mars looked like all the time. He was very throwback, and now he's doing something else.
What's his real name, Anthony Gonzalez or something?
Peter Hernandez.
Not Bruno.
Peter Hernandez.
It's not Bruno Mars.
No, shock. Shock and awe, Jennifer. 28 past the hour with DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, Cat Confidence. You know, some cats are silly and just love to roll around at every opportunity, while others include rolling around in their play display. Sometimes rolling is a gesture of submission. Sometimes there's just no other way to relieve an itch. Often a roll on the back occurs after a lazy day in the sun or upon awakening from a nap. That's when a cat may greet a trusted human companion with belly uppermost. This very definite exhibition of cat body language means, hello, I'm glad to see you, but please excuse me for not giving you a more elaborate greeting right now. By exposing the stomach, which is felines and many other animals, is the most vulnerable part of the body. The cat is demonstrating confidence that the person being greeted will bring them no harm. So accept it as a fact. When your cat rolls over and exposes their belly to you, one of two things are happening. Either they're totally confident that nothing's going to happen to them and you're their good friend, or they're submitting to you. In most cases, your own cat, when you come home and he rolls over, he's looking for a belly rub to say, hey, welcome home. I trust you entirely. Give me a belly rub. I'll more next time.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family. If you're traveling already, good luck. Just don't get too close to Interstate 70, getting stuck in all the protesters, what's happening there. So one of the interesting things going on today, the practical reality of our discussions, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program, is to sort of take apart what's going on, analyze it, maybe hopefully not to analysis paralysis depths, but to get a handle on how it may affect you. So those of you who are Catholic, what do you think of the Pope and this news this morning? Jennifer, you're our resident Catholic, so you don't mind explaining a little bit what the Pope did that has now people, when they look at this, they go, ah, no.
Yeah. Well,
really?
This is pretty progressive, and it's just breaking right now that Pope Francis has said that priests can, for the first time, forgive abortions. This happens, like, during confession. When you're confessing your sins to a priest, there are things that you can be forgiven. And Pope Francis says that there's no sin that God's mercy cannot reach. And so this has become now new restrictions, I suppose, for Catholic priests. And it kind of, I mean, it takes into account some of the issues of modern day women that are trying to live their life in the Catholic Church. And so this is him speaking out to this issue. Closest that we've ever seen to the Catholic Church saying, hey, abortion's okay. He's not going to go there, but at least he can forgive.
Will there be any kind of, we're talking about protests. The old-time Catholic priests and the old-time hierarchy, will there be resistance to this?
I'd imagine there probably would be a little bit, but
how does it manifest? How does it show?
Well, I don't know. This isn't like they don't have to, right? He's not forcing individual priests to do it.
He's extended the powers. Right. He's extended the powers to priests to forgive abortions. So, you know, I suppose depending on the circumstances and what went on, I guess maybe that will help priests deal with some parishioners that are coming in looking for help and guidance and forgiveness.
Well,
so interesting.
Isn't that not,
this
yeah,
Pope
it is. That's
is
a good
just,
yeah. This Pope
yeah,
is
I mean, it's
leader.
Really
he's a leader. Leader. It is leadership.
You know, yeah.
Not
and,
leadership.
Right. But the funny thing is, he's made so many strides, and I think he's pretty much, and I'm not Catholic, so I can't really speak to that, but universally, I feel like he has really good PR. Everybody likes him, and he's done a lot of good for a lot of different people. But it's so interesting to me that he's allowing priests to forgive abortion, but yet he was very staunchly against ever having female priests. Mm-hmm. And that was just a few weeks ago, saying that no, there's no way to reinterpret anything. That's never going to happen. Which seems like it would be easier to say, okay, maybe we can have some women on the altar rather than going to the abortion forgiveness.
One of the things that the reason I brought up whether it would be resistance to this, Victoria, Catholic Church, as is with most that's where I'm going. Most religious organizations are very political. I don't know this, and it bothers me when I say things like this, because I don't know what's in the guy's mind, and it bugs the heck out of me when I see this news paper story. Well, this is what he meant by that. How the heck do you know what he meant? You're not in his head. Ask him to explain, and I'm sure people will be asking the Pope to explain this, and maybe somebody will have that question that we're asking here. Okay, so it's okay for the priests to forgive abortion, so how come, Pope, you don't want to have women as priests? Maybe he explains it. It's not the end of the world, but...
It's just an interesting thing. It seems like this is so much more progressive and difficult to unite people behind.
I think
behind
the politics, though. I don't think we understand the politics of of having, for whatever the reason, right? Whatever backward thinking leads them to believe that women ought not to be priests. It's, you know, one step at a time. And I think, in my estimation, he's made many really brilliant steps. And as I've said many times on this program, I believe he is the most credible and positive leader in the world now. And it has nothing to do with, I don't like religion at all. You know my feelings about that. If you listen to me for any length of time, I have no use for organized commercial industrial religion. But having said that, the things that come out of this man's mouth, and it isn't even his mouth, it's his actions. The action that he takes to put action behind the words is what I find so worthy of respect. So if this is something that's important to you, good. God love you. And support it as you can. The food news department today, if you like hummus, like I like hummus, oh, 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 and it's food.
Oh,
is
boy.
It a food? Is hummus a food? Could you consider hummus a food?
You eat
hummus
it, don't you?
Food.
What else would it be?
Yeah, that's not open for interpretation.
A
it
plant?
Is food.
It's a toy. Hummus is a toy.
I know.
You put it on your skin for nicer,
ew.
Plumper, fuller
no,
cheeks.
No,
yeah, and if you,
you
want to smell really weird.
Garlic.
So over the weekend, the company that makes the largest, what is it, Sabra, they make more hummus than anybody else. You probably have it in your refrigerator.
Yep, I had to return mine yesterday.
Okay, but this is the underscore. Do not toss it out. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. Do not just chuck it into the basket. Supposedly, the story behind the story here is that this hummus may be loaded with listeria contamination. I feel like I do this. This is like a lesson in food every month. There's something else that has listeria or salmonella or E. coli, something like that. Listeria is a bacteria that is found in food everywhere. You couldn't go to the meat market and get to the food store and go to the counter where you get your beef, let's say, or pork or whatever it is that you're going to buy, and not find listeria. You could test it for listeria right there, and you'd find it because it's everywhere. It's in your bathroom. It's in your sink. It's probably on your hands someplace. And a little of it is good for you because it helps build up your immune system. And so any of this stuff, the folks at Sabra say that if your hummus has an expiration date of January 23rd, then it should be, they're telling you to trash it because they don't want to pay. They don't want to give you your money back. I'm telling you, go back to the store, get your money back.
Yeah, most places I don't even think you need a receipt. I got mine from Giant and I took it back. I didn't have a receipt anymore because I'd bought it, you know, a week or two before. And yeah, you take it back and they just gave me my money.
Listeria is the most difficult of the bacteria to deal with, far more prevalent than Salmonella or E. coli. So under the circumstances, you just be careful. Strong immune system, you're healthy, you eat this stuff, won't bother you at all. It won't. No, it won't hurt you at all. Meanwhile, Toys R Us. I don't get this. This couple in Washington bought a Tonka truck, and it caught fire. How does
made by
Tonka
Samsung
truck?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's the Samsung limited edition Tonka truck.
Since when are there... is there a little battery-powered engine in this thing? Any Tonka toy I ever saw was something just pushed around. It was made out of tin, and that was it. So is there an engine? I mean, there's not
there
anything
must be
made out of tin that caught fire. So
yeah, there must be something.
There's little doodads in them that is...
it's a toy dump truck, so I guess there's a mechanism in it that raises the bed of the truck. Is that right? Did I say that?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right.
So I guess it raises and lowers that, and that must have been what caught fire.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. Yeah, there's a little motor, and this is like an earth mover type of truck. It's not a regular dump truck, but anyway.
But it's small, right? It's a tiny. It's
yeah,
a toy.
It's a little toy that you'd push around the house.
Jeez.
They poured. I'm looking at it was in the back of a pickup truck, apparently. And the pickup truck is where you see all the flames. The firefighter dousing the truck with water. I can't believe it. We almost shut down Interstate 5, and it was for a toy.
What state did this happen in?
This is in Washington State, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that's where it was.
It's a big fire.
Yeah.
That's
it is for a little
crazy.
Toy. Good God,
yeah.
It is crazy. 44 past the hour. Sports, no, let's do TV next, right? Remember? Yeah, let's do TV. TV report. TV up next.
All right, sounds good.
TV news next.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanksgiving is upon us, a time to relax and enjoy, but preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. This gives my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's get to some of the TV news. Holly Hunter apparently is coming to HBO. Man, the stuff that HBO is doing and Netflix is doing is putting some of the conventional networks to shame.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how this is going to change. There are some people that are speculating, and I don't mean to add fuel to the silliness, the silly fire that's out there with people protesting stuff, but some of the right-wing action groups, what's the name of that? The one that does the TV.
Family Council.
Yeah, the redheaded guy, Brazil, or whatever his name is. He's out of his mind. Anyway, they want to now reopen. They want the FCC to look at some of the old complaints about horrible things that are being done on television, like the foul language that was on the AMAs last night, and fine everybody. Let's fine them all. We'll put all the ratings.
It was all bleeps. I mean,
you didn't
hear anything.
But that doesn't register.
Oh, okay. You knew what they were saying. The intent was there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, that's why people are going to watch HBO. That's why people are going to work on HBO. Holly Hunter is making a move to TV. It's a multi... I guess there's no title for the show yet. She heads up a multiracial family playing Audrey Black, a therapist turned lawyer and wife to a philosophy professor. They decided to build a family by adopting children from Vietnam, Somalia, or Colombia. You sure this isn't Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
I know, right?
All right, so anyway, I like her. I always have liked her.
She's so talented.
Yeah. I know. I mean, she gets confused with other actresses, but good.
I'm just glad to see her around, because I thought she had been aged out. I hadn't seen her for a while.
That's a great way to put it. She has gotten older. She's got to be
really... Well, we all are getting older, but Hollywood is so crazy to women, and, you know, you have to be... At 29, you're playing a mother to teenagers in Hollywood.
Yes. It's true. I mean,
it is
crazy.
It's crazy. All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's good?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, The Voice and Dancing with the Stars are winding down. So if you're into those shows, now's the time to watch. But if you're not, this is kind of cool. I thought of you when I saw this, Dougie. There is a show on PBS called Sound Breaking, Stories from the Cutting Edge of Recorded Music. It's an 8-part series that kicks off its final 3-night run with a look at the birth and impact of music sampling. Sound Breaking goes deeply into the weeds for most casual music fans, but for those who love recordings and have ever wondered how they get made, it's very, very fascinating
like stuff.
Yeah. Also new Timeless on NBC and Scorpions new on CBS.
10 before the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Time now for our conversation with Uri Geller, mystifier, paranormalist, motivator. Your motivational lectures, the things that start with usually it's a maybe some spoon bending or other things, bring people around to figuring out how to make their lives better. I was talking earlier about the problems of drug abuse, substance abuse. There's a real serious problem, not only in our country, but around the world. How do you think we can collectively, people like you and me who want to help people to either not go down that road or get out of that road, how do you get people from abusing themselves? How do you keep them from hurting themselves?
Yeah, Doug, you know, it's interesting. Again, this is synchronicity between other, or telepathy. Obviously, I won't mention names, but we have friends who whose son is married to a girl who must be now in, you know, early 40s, and they're divorcing. And I said, what's going on? And he showed me photos that he took in his own apartment of his wife using, you know what hashish is, yeah. It's stronger than cannabis, and that screws her mind up, and he's not willing to continue the marriage. So this is just one little example of what's happening around the world with drug abuse, and this is a very serious matter. We have another friend who has a radio show, a talk show like yours here in Israel, and he is advocating, and he he's talking about how to stop and how to help youngsters from drugs. This is incredibly serious, Doug, because I don't buy into this recreational smoking grass and hashish, because towards the end of the use of drugs, whether it's you're using it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, 20 years, it is going to screw your mind. You are going to be hit by drugs sooner or later in some derogatory manner. So when I speak on stage or when I answer my emails, especially to teenagers, I always tell them, think positive, believe in yourself, create a target goal to go to university, never ever smoke, never ever touch drugs, and think of success. And the spoon bending, when I'm on TV or on stage, it creates an awe factor, A-W-E. Everyone is so mesmerized and amazed by the spoon bending that it allows me to slip into a kind of a placebo effect, where I use the spoon bending as a placebo effect to tell them and talk to people to stop using drugs. Therefore, I become a powerful tool, a powerful vehicle, because they saw a phenomenon that they cannot understand. It doesn't matter if it's real or not, but the fact that they are amazed, astonished, and mesmerized by it, that leaves an impact on them, and they take my words seriously, and they stop using drugs. Obviously, not everyone, but I stopped in Germany, for instance, 57,000 people from smoking because of my kind of trivial demonstration of telepathy spoon bending, and then I hit them with a demonstration of what cigarettes can do to your lungs.
Yeah. Remember, I've told you, when my mother died, the doctor took out a piece of her lung and showed it to us. She'd been a smoker all her life, died at the age of 50, looked like a burnt sponge. When you saw that...
Are you serious, Doug?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
I know we have only a few seconds, but I travel with a dead man's lung that is brown and black, and I show it on TV, and it shocks people.
It is
so
shocking.
Listen, it was great being with you, Dougie. I love you, and I'll see you very soon in Israel, in the Holy Land.
You will.
And lots of love to all our listeners.
UriGeller.com. People who are cynics and skeptics about Uri are won over once you listen to him, once you watch him, once you're around him. UriGeller.com. UriGeller.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-291-1899. Again, that's 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.